we're sitting around the campfire singing songs and cooking up hot sports opinions during the Woodford Reserve Musers Campout. Brought to you by Macho Mobile Storage, Lloyd Park and Grand Prairie, Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Welcome back to the Kingdom of Nye. High somewhere at an undisclosed location in the desert southwest. It's Junior Coast to Coast. This will be our final segment because coming up at 9 o'clock, Corby hosts the Hitler Seance. We're talking about the supernatural, the paranormal, and alien visitation.
I'm sorry, Craig.
This is my special guest, Dr. Gordon Keith.
For some reason, I just thought I heard you mention that at 9 o'clock, Corby was going to have a Hitler seance.
Yes, that's what I was told to promote by Mr. Corby.
You mean he's...
What?
He's having a seance to raise
the
Hitler.
Ghost of Hitler.
Are you guys back
yes.
on this again?
Yes. George just walked out.
What are
in the middle
you
of that sentence.
Talking about? Or is it just Hitler sponsors a seance?
Tune in at 9 o'clock and find
right?
out.
Put a headset on, George.
Let's take some more calls now.
George, is that a whole bottle of wine?
As we go to unidentified caller west of the Rockies, you're on Junior Coast to Coast.
Junior, Gordo.
Yes.
Hey.
I believe I'm about to have the most important call, not just of this evening, but possibly in the history of radio.
Wow. Okay.
I became suspicious a few months ago when my sweet, precious girlfriend began emitting sounds of wind from her region. And so one evening, I stayed awake, and the aliens entered our apartment while she was sleeping, and I cornered them, and I asked them, "What are you doing, man?" And they told me that the Obama regime is plotting the end of humanity by hiring the aliens to anally probe our women and insert self-powered trumpets in their rears.
That part's true.
These were aliens and not Tea Party members?
No, well, they're both.
What did they look like?
They look like a combination of Ron Paul and Smeagol from Lord of the Rings.
I've heard that
and,
before.
And their simple plan is to quench the sexual desires of the male species by
making women do that?
And therefore, we will not repopulate the planet, and our species will be wiped from the Earth.
It's colonization, gentlemen.
Colonization?
It's colon and colonization. It's a horrible colonic.
You're exactly right. This was the most important call ever made to radio.
And I must say, I am not a hired actor.
I'm going to question
this. This is real, genuine radio.
Oh, I believe you.
I think
we invoke your presence now.
Thank you for your courage.
Oh.
Let's go to undisclosed caller.
Wait, hang on, Jake. I'm going to promote what actually is coming up at 9 o'clock. It's the Mike Reiner Power Hour.
With special guest Hitler?
Where Mike will take a shot of beer every minute for 1 hour.
He can't do that.
There's no
you
way.
You need to not make it.
What do
you need
mean?
To make it that he has to drink a beer every 15 minutes.
No, Gordon, it's six beers. That's it. That's not that big a deal.
Yeah, he can't. He won't be able to do it every hour. I mean, every minute.
Every hour.
Every minute. He'll forget. He'll get to talking.
Oh, my. Let's go west of the Rockies. You're on Junior Coast to Coast.
Most merciful.
Hello, yes, west of the Rockies.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call this evening. Big fan.
What is your experience with the paranormal or supernatural or alien visitation?
This better be the truth, okay?
They're all the truth, Corby.
In God's eyes, it's all the truth.
It's honest truth.
Okay.
I took a trip to Wyoming a few years back.
Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something, sir? I've been to Wyoming. Go ahead.
Okay. Good for you. It's a nice place, isn't it?
Jackson's Hole.
I was working for the state and decided to go hunting with a few buddies of mine that I met out there. And we were walking through the woods. We parked in an open field. It was a night pretty much like tonight. I'm not sure what y'all's evening is like down there, but right now the stars are clear as they can be.
It's pretty Hitler-y.
We were walking through the woods with our rifles, and we kept hearing these noises. There were loud cracks up against the trees or up against rocks. I'm not really sure. They came from several areas, and we decided we didn't know if we were being followed.
Can anybody tell a story anymore?
I mean, my God. Look, I know this is tough for you to tell, but get on with it.
Gentlemen, on this show, we treat our callers with respect.
Indeed.
If you will allow me. Will you get on with it?
Were you anally
probed? Did you SGM get, Jake? Is he gone?
Yeah.
I wanted to hear the end of his story.
I'm sorry. I didn't know if it'd ever come.
Huh. All right, let's go to the wild card line.
You got it. You nailed it.
Yeah. Wild card line, you're on Junior Coast to Coast.
Did you hear what he said?
Yeah.
Hello, wild card line.
Hello.
You're on the air. Go ahead with your story.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Oh, no. I guess the premise is I'm an alien or something or some crap. But, can I say crap?
Wow. He's just totally diminishing everything you're doing.
Craig.
No.
Gordon had to leave.
These last few, I don't want to go into this whole 15-minute thing. Anyway.
Are you a shadow person?
The last few. Also, so Obama is a failed bit that we did, as you all know. And me being an alien in this. Obama's aliens abducted many of the staff. And we've had a different
thing. I can smell a prank caller from a mile away. Get this guy off the air.
Nice work, Jake.
Oh, please. Ghost. Rise.
Let's go east of the Rockies. You're on Junior Coast to Coast.
Hello, Mr. Miller.
East of the Rockies.
Thank you, Mr. Miller, for your courage. And I hear Dr. Keith is there as well.
No, he's actually not. It's just me now, so go on.
Is this the shadow person?
Yes, that is the shadow person.
Yes, it is. Don't identify me by name, please.
Okay. Well, I want to get right into it. I'm a little nervous, and I'm a suffering mouth breather, so bear with me.
Okay.
I've had a type of possession from a long-dead famous lady, and it's tearing down my family. I can
Liz
only
Taylor?
I'm sorry?
Liz Taylor?
No, I'll get to that.
What?
This is very difficult. I'll get to who it is. It's tearing my family apart because I can only sit on chairs and avoid. When I lie on a couch, I can hear her screaming. It's the ghost of the couch lady.
The couch lady? What does the couch lady do?
Oh my God, what is this?
Her skin was grafted into a couch as her family fed her and she died. And Dr. Keith told us about this story years
ago.
Yes.
Get this cord off of it. God!
No, I'm just really having problems now.
Because
when I have blackouts, I've sometimes fed the couch spaghetti.
All right, so, Junior, a real rotting deer carcass was just thrown on Corby.
By Gordo?
Not only one of those stuffed.
Caller, thank you for your story. I hope you're okay with the couch lady. Okay, now what happened?
Found in the woods or whatever. Look, you got to see this thing.
Is it fresh?
No, it's dried out.
It's almost petrified.
But there's still a lot of...
Where is that idiot? Get in here!
There was something eating at it earlier. Turn on Rich's mic, please. Rich is over here to the right of Corby.
Get down here.
I'm here. There were two buzzards eating.
No, get down here.
Rich says that... Rich said he saw it this morning being picked at by two buzzards.
Wow, so it's fairly fresh.
Do I need to go take a shower or something now?
What do you mean? Oh! Easy.
Dump that.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd get rid of that.
What are you doing?
What are you talking about? It is compound.
What are you doing?
What are you talking about? Were you not holding it up? Were you not displaying it proudly?
It's all over me.
It's not all over you.
The
it's not real.
Yeah, he picked it up while we were out there.
It's a prop.
When we went out riding around after dinner about an hour ago.
Don't listen to him. He's rich.
There were two buzzards that were on it, that thing, when we drove up.
I've had a few drinks.
However, I wasn't aware he was going to throw it in your lap. He had another prank in mind for somebody.
Right, right. We just picked that up. It's real.
All right, this wraps up Junior Coast to Coast, since the show has been hijacked by the alcohol people. I want to thank all of the callers.
And a D-bomb's been dropped.
All of the listeners. Please read my book, The Quickening, and the sequel, The Slowening. And until the next compound or campout, I'm Junior Miller. Be careful out there. Keep your eyes towards the heavens. And your eyes on your anus. Good night and good morrow.